producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yay!
We're all here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the top of the day to Monday. Listeners, it's October the 12th, and the unspeakable happens today, other than the fact that Jennifer Horn is here. Round of applause for her.
Yay!
Chris McFadden is at the in our studio in Washington. And Ken Kester is along. This is a program being heard by about 45,000 new ears today in Mobile, Alabama and Des Moines, Iowa. Hello to you. Join us anytime at 888-302-3684. I'll repeat that number as often as it seems practical. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. That's the website, DougSteffen.com, and Facebook.com/today, Twitter at Good Day. The day is upon us, the day that's unspeakable. Every year we have this incredible waste of energy and time and focus on a louse.
Forgot it was Columbus Day.
Columbus Day is a damnable.
Yeah, you don't like
horrible,
this day.
It's awful. I was on the yesterday. We went to the Cape on Saturday, spent Saturday night there, and on the way back stopped at Plymouth Plantation. For those of you who don't know, I'm in Massachusetts, Jennifer's in California, Richie's in Washington, and Kenny is in San Diego.
I've been to Plymouth Rock. It's a little lackluster. Rock is very small.
Yes, it's a very small rock, but the Mayflower is there. The Mayflower 2, which is the ship that reenacted in the late 50s the trip that was taken in 1620 to bring 140 people here from England to protest what was going on in England. They wanted new religious or religious freedom, new religion, not new religion, new religious freedom. And so as we went through the exhibit and watched all the people sort of take in the information, they have actors who are playing the role of people who would have been on the ship. And they talk in the early English, and you see the Mayflower Compact, which was the first governmental document ever prepared for people who live, or lived at that time, in our country. And in the process of that, you learn a little history about where we are and how the country sat as those people came over here in 1620. And you realize the country was divided into hundreds of tribes. Maybe that's an exaggeration, dozens of tribes, but there were sub-tribes, as there are with religions and in politics. There's always a subset, a subgroup. So there's a map that outlines all of the Indian tribes and Indian nations that were a part of what we now call the United States. And they were Canadian, they were American, if you will, and Central American tribes. I'm using that, not lingo that was used then, but lingo that's used now, so you understand that the tribes of natives went all the way from Alaska down into South America. And to think of what happened to that population of Native Americans at the hands first, and most dramatically, the hands of Christopher Columbus. By the time 1620 rolled around, Columbus had been here three times, had managed to instill all kinds of horror onto the people that he got connected to, and killed how many that didn't even understand what he was saying about going into the Catholic Church or the Catholic faith. So when I think of Christopher Columbus, all I have is contempt. I have contempt for him, what he did to the people that were here already before he got here, and for the people who think he has something to do with the origination of our country. he was bad. So why do we continue this charade every year of celebrating him and his life? It's offensive. And I'm not one who's, if you're new to the program, you get used to it. I'm not politically correct at all. And maybe that's why I say what I say about him. He was a bad guy. And the fact that we haven't figured out how to get away from this foolish holiday that we have, and by the way, this program, for those of you who are new, is very positive most of the time. I don't even know how to put a positive spin on this, frankly.
It's a great day to buy sheets.
Well, you know, we
buy
were shopping. You know what? Okay, thank you. Yesterday on the way back, shopping. We walked around two or three towns on the Cape yesterday and bought a lot of stuff, and it was from 30 to 70% off.
Did you buy something?
I did. We bought a lot of stuff.
You really believe you got 70% off of anything?
Well, not 70% off of what they say was the retail. I know it was a charade, but it felt good. Instead of paying $100, some of you pay $30 for it, which is probably all it's worth in the first place, because on the Cape, they're closing all the stores down. They want to clean out what they got, so they'll sell it to you at their cost.
Sure.
So $30 is probably what it cost them. But it still was, it felt good, Richie. And the weather was beautiful. Not only here, but around the country yesterday. The weather was pretty magnificent. And this week looks like a good weather week as well. So that's the way to spin this. Don't waste your time even thinking about Columbus. Maybe the fact that schools are closed today and the banks are closed today and that sort of stuff. It's too bad schools are closed on holidays like this or days like this. Schools ought to be open, and the teachers should take the time to present to students what they ought to really know about Christopher Columbus. In history class, in English class, they write an essay on what this. Do some research and find out what this guy actually did. And then you have a handle or a picture of why it is that I get my
panties in a bun
and a nut. Thank you very much. All right. So having said that, let us continue on in a matter of moments, reviewing how you thought about what we listed as the top 10 topics talk-wise around the country this past week. And we'll start a fresh week with new ideas. Hopefully, I'm looking around for some new ideas. We don't want any, we're not, one of the things that I'm not going to talk about is... I'm laughing about this. The Benghazi investigation and where all of that goes. I've had it with that. Bombings and murders and that sort of thing. I don't know. Do we talk about the bombing in Turkey yesterday? The fact that ISIS is the number one suspect. Where are the Russians? Where are the Americans? Where are the Europeans? And getting rid of them. That's something that ties into our overview of the the items that were big last week. So we'll review that and then keep them rolling, as it were. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Doug Steffens, good day program. Okay, so let's seek that poll. The talk topics last week that were big. Number one was the Russia-Syria campaign. That was the talkers research. That's not what you thought was number one. You thought the South Carolina floods, which was number nine on the list, was the number one item. At least that's what it isn't. This isn't about changing the list. This is just about you tell us what's important to you. So the coverage of the South Carolina floods for the people in South Carolina, sure, and people around there, makes good sense. 15% said the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. That was number one for me. 14% said the presidential race. And then it went down from there into the single digits. So I'm all about the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Those of you who are new to the program will find from time to time that I am focused on something that I think is very important, not only for the now, because I'm very much a now thinker. I'm not at all worried about, concerned about the past, and there's not much you can do about the future unless you lay the bricks one day at a time. So, to defeat the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be my biggest goal if I were a politician. Well, I'm a radio person, and I talk about some of the issues of the day. We have fun here. We also know how to make your life better, at least hopefully we do. And if this Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is passed, your life will not be better. Your life will be worse. There are no indications in this thing that makes it good for those who want to eat good food, who want to have access to good clothing. There's nothing in this except for the huge corporate interests that are involved in agriculture, involved in drug drugs, because it makes it sound like a drug deals. Drugs with a capital D, big pharma. Yes, right. This is not a good deal for the American people. And I can go off on it for a long, long time, but I don't want to. Jennifer, what is it that on that list made you think that we ought to be focusing more time on it?
Well, I don't know if we need to focus more time on it, but I definitely think the biggest story of the week last week was probably the flooding, just in my estimation. But the TPP going forward definitely, I think, has more ramifications because no one understands it, so no one's really talking about it because people don't really understand what's in it. So,
well, they don't because of the typical snow job, and the politicians don't even know what's in it. They just know that if they're a Democrat, the boss says, you better pass this up or down, that's it. Republicans don't like it for the same reason because they don't like the boss, so they're going to say, well, this is terrible. Do they really understand it? The answer is probably no, or in most cases, they don't have as firm a grip, and this sounds egotistical, as I do. Listen to me. I know what's right. Give me my cigar. Yeah, that's right. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Yes. so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So it's now 23 after the hour. Let me give you a profile. Those are who are new to the program, what we do during the course of the hour is to try to give you as much variety in conversation and listening as is possible. One of the things that makes life worthwhile is all of us taking time to smile, have a good time, have a laugh here and there. So during this portion of the program, we take a few minutes to review something that was amusing that happened in the last 24 to 48 hours. And what could be a better way to do that than to go to the SNL Weekend Update? And in the first few moments here, we talk about the six malpractice, or somebody, I don't know, whoever's doing the update. Who does the update now?
It's just two
Myers
guys.
Is gone. Are the two guys?
Yeah.
Colin Jost and
yes.
Michael Che.
Are they
there
as funny
go.
As Seth was? Are they as good at it as
yeah,
Seth was?
Yeah, they're funny.
I don't watch
they're
it.
They're good.
Yeah. Kenny's got a reservation.
My all-time favorite was Norm MacDonald. Do you guys remember way back when Norm did it?
Yeah.
My
fave.
But nobody beats Chevy Chase.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, here is an update on the six malpractice lawsuits filed against Ben Carson.
According to a new report, while Ben Carson was a practicing neurosurgeon, he was the target of six malpractice suits, including one patient who claimed Carson left a sponge in his brain, which sounds bad, but come on, can we really trust the word of a guy that has a sponge in his brain?
Is that true? Are there six malpractice lawsuits against Ben Carson?
I bet just about any doctor.
Yeah.
Every surgeon is going to have some kind of malpractice suit.
I have malpractice suits lies against me all the time.
Yes, you do. Ben, you play a doctor on the radio, to be fair.
That's right. Yeah. Ben Carson's comments on recent mass shootings and gun rights. Next.
Ben Carson commented on the recent mass shootings, saying he never saw a body with bullet holes that was more devastating than taking away gun rights. Dr. Carson, be honest. Was your medical degree given sarcastically? I'm sorry to think you're less of a real brain surgeon and more of a real brain surgeon. I never thought I'd say this out loud or on TV, but please, America, pick anybody but the black guy.
She's like, that's a little spicy.
Oh, boy.
All right, here's the focus on the recent fight between Matt Barnes and his coach Derek Fisher in the NBA.
It was revealed that New York Knicks coach Derek Fisher was attacked by Matt Barnes of the Memphis Grizzlies after Barnes learned that Fisher was dating his estranged wife. So at least there's one Knick who knows how to grab a rebound.
Wow. I was remiss in saying they were on the same team. All right, let's see here. A focus on Paul Ryan not wanting Speaker of the House job.
Everyone's first choice for the job is Paul Ryan, but he says he doesn't want the job. And every other decent Republican is too busy running for president. So now the GOP is only left with scraps. So I thought maybe in the spirit of Halloween, they should just stitch those scraps together into some kind of Frankenspeaker. And you know what? I think I know just the doctor who's crazy enough to do it.
Don't even need to see the visual, right?
Yeah, and then there's the picture of Ben Carson.
Yeah. All right, the next one, issue of gun control on the SNL Weekend Update.
The issue of gun control has been debated a lot in the news this week.
And Colin and I have been going back and forth on this a lot. I mean, there's a gun for every man, woman, and child in this country. I mean, what are we preparing for? A rat beef?
Look. I don't get that.
Me either.
Okay.
Womp womp.
Hook me up.
You can't have genius all the time.
No. All right, here's a focus on us being obsessed with things we don't need.
This country is obsessed with things we don't need, okay? We don't need a Baconator. We don't need a beer that's a margarita inside a beer. And we definitely don't need our dogs to wear Halloween costumes.
Okay. Not if you're my daughter, you do.
Well, she put a little tutu on one of the dogs?
Yesterday, one in a bee costume and the other one was dressed up like a chicken.
Perfect. All right. I think there were some of those that were funny, and some of them we could probably have left on the cutting room floor. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate, too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable for most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he... You know, he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. You should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expected, because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent
that
man.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Against the time, 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. How do you do? Here's some good news. Everybody ready for good news?
Well, yes,
it's kind of good and it's kind of bad.
That's all right.
Lower gas prices. I saw gas this weekend for $1.99.
Oh, I saw gas this weekend for $3.09. Isn't that funny?
I saw somebody post. One of our listeners posted $1.75.
Whoa! Where?
Okay, I don't like to hate people, but I don't like you guys.
I can't remember where it was. It was Louisville or somewhere down around there.
All right, here's a good way, a good place for people who want to get in the queue, who are new to the program, Mobile, Alabama, Des Moines, Iowa, or wherever you may be new to the program, 888-302-3684. What are you paying for gasoline wherever you are? 888-302-DUG, 888-302-DUG. The price of gasoline, last time you filled up was, you fill in the blank. Jennifer just told us $3.09 in Los Angeles.
I'm in California, so we have gas taxes galore here.
Right, and it's the taxes. So if you have lesser taxes, probably, although here in my area, there's a value of some 20 to 24 cents, a discrepancy value from whether you're in the higher-end district, because they're always going to charge you more if you live in a community that has a rather rich zip code.
Yeah, right. They figure you can afford
zip
it,
code.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to take a swing at you.
Yeah, right. Okay, so with lower gas prices, we all feel like it's good for our pocketbook. Now, the exception to this may be those of you who are on Social Security, those of you who have disabled payments. There are government restrictions on how we're in the new year now, the new year for the government. The fiscal year started October 1st. So there'll be, or normally, the folks who run these various agencies are adjusting the cost of living. So normally it's a point or two or three. I forget what it was last year, but it went up a little bit. But the cheaper fuel means the cost of living adjustments are not going to rise. You'll, for the next year, get the same amount of money. Retirees and Social Security columns, disabled veterans with their checks, and others who are on government assistance will see no increase in their benefit checks whatsoever. None. Is that bad? Good? I find it not troublesome, but that's me. A lot of people have become dependent since the 1930s when all of this stuff got started. We have created a caste system. We have created a way for people to become... We had the Social Security program first, and that was the first entree into socialism. Who was it? There was a... I think I talked about this last week. You know, we say that we're a republic, or we're a democracy, or we're this, that, or the other thing. We're a socialistic nation. We have plenty of programs that are social in nature. Yeah. Medicare, Social Security, and go through the list. There's at least half a dozen.
And we're tacking further to that all the time.
Right. Yeah. All of this stuff is part of the new world order of reclassifying or re-identifying America. Don't much like it myself. How about you?
I just feel like with more programs like that, the more you kill what America was founded on, which is the American dream, people working hard to move themselves out of situations. When you stop feeling like you can do that, I don't think that it's the same country that we were looking to found.
Well, it isn't. No, it is not the same country. We know that. It's not the same country. And when did it break down? And is it important for us? I said earlier on that we need to be in the now. Is it important to look back into the past, look back and forth. There's an interesting wrinkle on that. If you understand this declassified CIA report, which came out over the weekend, former agency director John McCone, who was the director of the CIA when President Kennedy was assassinated, it seems, although I don't gasp when I see this because Jack Anderson... If you don't mind me dropping names.
I know, don't trip over that.
Jack Anderson, remember the late columnist who was responsible for the Washington Merry-Go-Round, a syndicated column that had great impact on our country. He and I were friends. And I remember talking to him. One of the first at-length conversations was about his book regarding the Kennedy assassination and who he blamed for Kennedy's death. And it certainly was nothing that came out of any Warren Commission report or anything that was run by the federal government. And here's where it started. Now we find out today that John McCone, director of the CIA, withheld information about the assassination of Kennedy in a report that has now been declassified. McCone... as a matter of fact, he worked pretty hard at keeping information from the Warren Commission. The author of this report is CIA historian David Robarge. He writes that McCone and other top CIA officials were part of a cover-up to keep the commission focused on what the agency believed at the time was the best truth. The best. Don't you love that? Well, let's see. This is partially the truth. This is good truth, but we want the best truth.
Yeah.
Let's make something up like Lee Harvey Oswald, quote, for his yet undetermined motives, acted alone. You can read the report in Politico magazine. It's interesting that it's not in the mainstream press, isn't it, huh? Why do you suppose this is not? Now it's, well, we're having this conversation, so there are enough people who are going to see this. I'm going to bet, Kenny, there will be a lot of conversation about this on social media if there hasn't already been. Do we have anything along that line that shows up, whether you've seen it in other spots or on our spot?
I haven't seen anything about it yet. A lot of people griping about Columbus Day.
Well, they should be griping about Columbus Day. Columbus Day is an unbelievable offense. Anyway, when it comes to offenses, I guess making up who shot Kennedy would be a little more serious.
It's pretty offensive.
It's pretty damn offensive.
Yeah. Would you say that's the first time that people, because I always bring this up, my dad got really interested in this, and he said it was because it was the first time that he realized that the government lied to you.
Remember how old we were. Your father and I had the same age.
Right.
Yeah, remember how old we were at that time we were in high school.
Right. And so he said, you know, he goes, gosh, you know, you always believed my parents. They always did what the government said.
Well, you start, this is very interesting, Jennifer. It's interesting for a number of reasons. But you're right. If you think about what happened from this point to Vietnam, even though the government had lied to us before or lied to our fathers and mothers and maybe to our grandparents, and maybe that's just part of the deal. But because of the surge in news media exposure to ideas that started about the time Kennedy was killed, and it was the end of the era for J. Edgar Hoover, said he and I. J. Edgar Hoover. That's, I don't know if there's a coincidence there or not. What do you think? J. Edgar Hoover died and lost, obviously, with that, the control of the FBI. He was a guy that would, in my estimation, be put in the same esteem as Christopher Columbus. I think he was a really bad guy as well, although he looked cute in some of those skirts that you see, the pictures of him and his assistant. He was kind of cute there. Anyway, this is an 888-page report. This is not, something that we sneeze at. So it's very interesting you just add to it. But your take on this may be the most important take, Jennifer, that, or your father's take, my take. We realized that the government wasn't the end-all, the be-all.
Always on your side.
It was not always on your side.
Two words. Area 51.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
They get covered up, too. And we all know that exists. Right?
What exists? Yeah. You didn't see anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing there in the middle
good
of the desert.
Sponsors.
No, right.
Right. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Where are the X-Files? Where's the X-File?
Right.
Isn't there an X-File? The whole show is dedicated to that stuff.
Doo-doo.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What are the Iranians doing today? The Iranian
Americans.
I'm thinking they're singing Kumbaya today, right?
You think?
No.
The Iranian Revolutionary Court handed down a verdict in the case of that Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? Rezaian? Rezaian? He's Rezaian.
Rezaian, I think.
Rezaian. Anyway, the official who talked about the final verdict didn't tell you what the verdict was, but he said there's a final verdict that's been, I imagine the New York Times is digging around. Well, everybody ought to be. This is an interesting, I don't know if you single him out because he's a New York Times reporter, but what's going on in Iran? Remember, they're supposed to be our new best friends because of this deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Ayatollah says, no more bargaining with America.
And this guy's Iranian. Iranian-American.
Rezaian, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rezaian. Okay, let me just, we'll curtail our discussion of politics by all probably agreeing that Paul Ryan would be the best person to have a Speaker of the House.
Can I make a prediction?
And the next President of the United States.
Well, let's not get crazy, but I'm going to make my prediction that
yes.
This week he's going to...
Yeah, he'll cave.
He'll cave, because if he wants to run for the presidency, even though he's sort of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because...
Because... Where we know too much about him, is that the problem with Hillary Clinton? We know too much about her, therefore we didn't know anything about Barack Obama. He won.
That if we actually know him, we'd never vote for him.
Think about it for a minute.
The problem, though, is that he wants tax reform,
and
in his current job as the chairman of the House Budget Committee, he thinks he has more power to be able to get that done.
Correct.
And that's why he doesn't want it.
Now, did I also see, I can watch you guys, watch Ken, Rich, I can change Doug's mind on Paul Ryan. Did I see that he's actually for the TPP?
If he is, that's one mistake, a serious mistake he's making, but he still is with all the candidates. Can't completely change my mind. Of all the people who would be in that seat, he's the best one for it. If he's for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, maybe somebody can get to him. Even if he were Speaker of the House, maybe that changes it a bit, but it's not going to get, it is going to get past Obama because he wants it too. I don't know. The Republicans, how is it that the Republicans can come together on this? I don't see the Republicans coming together on this.
Well, and that's his problem. That's another reason he doesn't want it, is he knows he'll end up in the same spot Boehner was in.
Right, yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. He's damned if you do, damned if you don't. But if he doesn't take it, I think people are going to be really disappointed with him. So,
yeah. But remember, again, what I just said, we know too much about Hillary. Look at some of the other people. We sort of know too much about Donald Trump. Not in a political sense, because you don't have any political stripes. You don't know that much about Carly Fiorina. You don't really know that much about Ben Carson. You know a lot about Marco Rubio, or whoever else is in that
Mario
family.
Mario, his brother.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cruz and Kasich, we don't know that much about, but he's got a track record. It's just very interesting. If you know too much about somebody, does that keep him in this day and age from becoming a viable operative in the field that we're addressing.
If you are well known enough to be president, there's no way that we don't know you, because social media.
We didn't know Barack Obama.
We did not know
Barack
Obama.
That's true, but we did know this. We knew. I remember as clear as day having dinner with a friend of mine who typically votes Democrat, and he knew that I typically vote Republican. We're having dinner, and he's like, "Oh," and I said, "Oh, you know, I can't even remember how this came up."
Oh, and they said, "Oh."
He goes, "You mark my words. There's an up and comer out of Chicago. His name's Barack Obama, and he'll be the president." And it's because there was such a push. I mean, he had such a great wave.
What did Nancy Skinner have to say about that, Richie?
Oh, she was all for it once she got her butt handed to her by the local election.
She was for it after she was against it.
Right, yeah. All right, anyway, it's a lot of food for thought here.
A friend of ours who ran against him locally in Chicago and lost big.
Yeah. Well, we use that term friend of ours lightly, please. It's 46 past the hour. Yeah, might as well be a friend. The Americans who have high blood pressure are breathing a sigh of relief these days because they're hearing more and more about two fantastic products that are related from Neogenis Labs. The first product is called Neo 40. The second one is called Super Beats. And they both are made from beets, specially grown non-GMO beets, protected by a patented drying process, which is the secret to the taste of both these products. So why do you want to have beets? Those of you who are new to the program, what is this? Beets? I don't like beets, pickle beets. Well, pickle beets are nice, but they don't do for you what Super Beets does, or Neo 40. First, the Neo 40 capsule is basically concentrated Super Beets in a melt-in-your-mouth capsule that is quickly absorbed into your system and gives you the same shot, if you will, of energy as a cup of coffee does, or some of these bad drinks like Monster and Red Dye or whatever that is. What's it called?
Red Bull.
Red Bull. That's my favorite energy drink.
It's probably got Red Dye in it, so you're all right.
Anyway, that stuff you don't want. What you want is something that is powerful, that is so powerful, in fact, that professional and Olympic athletes are over and over again swearing by this as they get exposed to it. There are two reasons. One, you get a good start, a firm, positive start on the day when you put a Neogenesis Neo 40 capsule in your mouth. It's absorbed into your system. You get that really strong shot of energy. All of us here take it. That's why we're so full of energy in the hours that we're on the air. And then there is later during the day, if you're working out, which most of you ought to be, because as you get older, you need more muscle, you need more strength, keep your body together. And Super Beats is a really good way to open up. What this product does, it opens up your arteries so the more blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all your internal organs, to every part of your body. That's what this does. And it brings down blood pressure levels if they're too high, and it keeps them where they're supposed to be if they're A-okay. This is a perfect product for everybody age 40 and older. It is. We're all on it. You all ought to be on it, and here's how you get on it. You call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and take advantage of this special offer. Purchase two boxes of Neo 40, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, free book on nitric oxide, some testing strips so you can see how much nitric oxide is in your system, and free shipping. Neo 40 and Super Beats together at 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile. And get coupon savings on quality dream home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Kyvin. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Doug Steffen with a new voice. We'll meet Richard Schimmel, who's the Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions. Find out about him. A very interesting fellow, has an interesting background. Let's see if we can maybe not spare. We can spend the whole 5 minutes, Richie, on this fellow's background.
Very interesting.
The fact that he was formerly Weird Al Yankovic's manager. Interesting place to start. But he's here to talk about technology, and there's lots of technology news today. So we'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program now with Richard Schimmel from Vivitech Solutions. So you were Weird Al's manager. Is that what mostly attracts people to you? They are interested in you because you were a part of the Weird Al gang?
Not really, Doug. That was many years ago. Many, many years ago. It's basically just a side note of a lot of things that I've done over the years. It's one that I'd like to forget because that was a time in my life, that whenever the phone rang, Al didn't call me to say thank you. It was always a problem.
Really?
I knew at that time I didn't want to be a manager of anybody because, my goodness, just the complaints of this and that. But, he was a good person. I'm happy for his success.
Yeah.
I was happy to be a part of it.
And you probably were a part of it, and that's a good thing. I just find it interesting. Now I know why I know your name. We all said before you came on, we know this guy's name. And now I know why. You were one of the editors at Talkers Magazine.
Years ago with Michael.
Yeah, right.
Michael has been a mentor to me over the years. I still communicate with him. Mm-hmm. You know, he is one of the people who created AOR Radio and now yep. the talk radio yep. industry. He, you know, I've spoken on the New Media Seminar conventions and you know, Michael is one of a kind. Yep. I can't say enough about him.
He and I do the weekly talk radio countdown show together on the radio. Has been a part of me and my programming for as long as he's probably been connected to you. And I think you and I actually know each other now. I put two and two together. When did you get into the technology world? Vivitech Solutions, what's that?
Vivitech Solutions is a reverse logistics company, and reverse logistics is a company that basically takes in returns from Walmart, Kmart, Kohl's on personal electronics. We owned a Deal of the Day site where I had to get technology products for the Deal of the Day site. We'd run a deal every day. But I've always been an early adopter on new technology, from the first Betamax to just having the new iPhone 6S.
Really?
You know, I've always been into that. You know, I've got the Apple Watch. I had the first compact computer, the suitcase computer, mm-hmm. back in the late 80s. I love technology, and I've been working on this for a long time.
So it suits you well. All right, let's talk about a couple of things that happened over the weekend here. If you were on a Southwest Airlines flight, technical issues forced a lot of people to wait a lot longer than they expected to once they got to the airport to get on their plane. What causes glitches? We're so used to perfection in our society. When something like this happens, we sort of realize how dependent we are on technology. Is this something that we'll see more and more of as we go down this flight?
Absolutely. You know, people don't remember. I remember, and I'm sure you and your team remembers, with Southwest, they used to give you a boarding card.
Right.
But since 9/11, we now have to check in. So I can only imagine the chaos that they had at the airports trying to get through security, et cetera.
Yeah.
In fact, my daughter flew Southwest last week, and there was the storms disrupted.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, you're going to have that as long as you have technology, because people control it. People control it, and robots control it.
Mm-hmm. The technology blend, humans and robots. All right, good to have you here, Richard. Thank you. We'll look forward to another.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.